Hello and welcome to Mind Garden Stress Less Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to stress less and grow more. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Collins, and I want to give you some affirmation for showing up today. Good on you for giving yourself the best chance to stress less today. I love this podcast because it's quick, it's quirky, it's always quietly bringing you back to acceptance of yourself. Remember, no matter your thoughts, your actions, your fears, your wins, at the end of the day, just being you is enough. Hello and welcome back. If you're listening to this in the morning, good morning. If you're listening to it at any other time of the day, good day to you. I'm very excited about this new theme, slash also a bit apprehensive because I feel a bit like it's cringy for a chiropractor who gives a stressless podcast to talk about relationships. But don't worry, I won't go into what you likely may think of, which is relationship advice. I will be giving some relationship observations, metaphors, stories, and strategies that you can use in your daily life. But all that to say, I am excited to see how this goes, to see how this is received. And anytime that you're delivering content that you're excited about, you always want people to enjoy it as well. And I hope that this is enjoyable to you. Now, as we dive in today, I'll go ahead and start with more of the big idea, which is the metaphor, relationships in nature. So nature shows us a lot of really cool things about relationships. One of the most beautiful things that I find in nature is those relationships that are unlikely, but yet they work together. For the example that I'd like to give today, I want to talk about symbiotic relationships. I'll tell you a little bit of what I'm thinking here. My friend Madison and I, we were in Tampa this past weekend for my best friend's wedding, and I was seeing all the Spanish moss hanging from these big water oaks. I said to my friend Madison, man, I love Spanish moss because the Spanish moss is really beautiful. And he said, I don't like it because it chokes out the tree. And I said, I don't think they choke out the trees. I think they have a symbiotic relationship. I knew that I would actually be talking about symbiotic relationships. I didn't know that I was going to get a real life example over the weekend right before I recorded this podcast, so I was lucky. So let me tell you about Spanish moss, and I'm referencing this from sciencing.com. Hang with me so that we can get to the main point and how you can use this in your life. So symbiotic relationships involve an organism that lives on another and thereby derives some advantage, which may or may not be mutual to the organism that it lives off of. The relationship between Spanish moss and the trees that it is on is an example of symbiosis. And Spanish moss is a type of epiphyte, and that is a plant that lives on another. Epiphytes are distinct from parasitic plants in that they make their own food, so they do not harm the host tree. And the host tree neither gains nor loses by their presence. So pretty interesting biology lesson, I am sure you're thinking. What I want to extract from this is essentially we have two unrelated organisms, unlikely maybe, that are benefiting in some way from each other, or there is an organism that's benefiting from an organism which has some advantage that it can use. In the example of the tree, it's something the Spanish moss can hang on and it's not really bothering the tree, but it does make it pretty. So maybe it's for the tree. It's a fashion statement. Probably not. That was my one dad joke of this podcast. So since this is a metaphor, what the heck kind of point am I trying to make here? And the point I want to make is that many times we enter into relationships in our lives that maybe cause us stress because maybe they're not the best fit. Maybe they are unlikely. Maybe it seems as though the one is choking out the other, or our relationships with people may seem negative. But what we don't always see is how sometimes a negative circumstance, like someone leaning on us, can actually give us strengths or benefits that will provide us great value, either from experience or from relationship. Or from the experience from that relationship, right? So there's a lot of things that come down the road from this. And I remember, this actually makes me think of a kid that was bullied a lot when we grew up, and his name was David Fondren, and he always wanted to be my friend. And I didn't have the heart to bully him or tell him that I couldn't be his friend, so usually I would hang out with him, even though he sometimes made me feel a bit uncomfortable because I didn't know that we were actually really good friends. It just seems like I was a safe place for him to land. Over time, it was actually a good relationship because he taught me things like I needed to be patient, to look past appearances, to think less of myself, to be less egotistical. And we have people like this in our lives that we know it can be uncomfortable, but a lot of times those people that seem like either they're the least, like they're the people that don't really have anything to offer, or this is even stranger in this day and age, someone who seems very abrasive, someone who's someone you don't really want to like. It may be because they're arrogant or they come off that way. Really, they may actually have a lot of things that would provide us benefits or something like that. And we can't judge a book by its cover. We have to allow the relationship to work for itself. So that's what I try to gain from it. And I always try to think about, okay, what's the best case scenario that can come out of this? And not be naive, but be intentional about looking for what's valuable in that relationship. And also not being so quick to judge. I believe this point can help you stress less because it can help you stress less about those relationships that are really hard, but that may pay off and actually be something that works for you. Now that's the main point that will kick us off. Next week we'll be talking about more with the episode titled Give and Take Relationships. Also, stay tuned for a special podcast with my new massage therapist in the office, Mary Byrne. This will be a bonus podcast where we'll talk not only about relationships, but about flow too. Mary's specialty is called Lomi Lomi in massage, and it is a Hawaiian-based flow massage, so you'll get to learn about some of that. I hope this podcast was very helpful to you today. I'm thankful for you today, my friends. If you want to be a part of a community where you can learn how to stress less and grow more, you can find our community at Mind Garden Community on Instagram and Facebook. Again, you've been lovely today. I'm glad to have you with us.